Types of charges and rates. Types of charges. Freight charges will be listed on a bill of lading for the appropriate mode of transportation, but some additional fees may be added to the freight invoice. Each mode will have some unique charges, but some charges are similar between modes. Air freight will also have a base rate plus other charges. These may include a fuel surcharge to account for seasonal or regional variations in fuel cost, customs clearance fees, trucking fees for picking up or dropping off cargo to or from the airport, cargo insurance fees, airport screening fees, and security surcharges for each airport for screening and other security measures, container service charges for the time any cargo is stored at the terminal, and a document creation fee for creation of documents such as a bill of lading or delivery order. There may be extra fees such as a transport document amendment fee if any consignor details or other cargo information need to be changed, a gateway transfer fee to transfer a consignment to a new consignee or to an agent or broker, or a messenger fee if messengers are needed to transfer documents to any third party. Water freight will depend heavily on the terms of trade chosen, such as free on board, FOB, or cost, insurance, and freight, CIF. In general, there will be a base cost for an origin-destination pairing called ocean freight, OCE. Fuel surcharges may include a bunker adjustment factor to account for fuel cost variability, an origin fuel charge charged by the source country as a percentage of the freight cost to account for oil prices, a low sulfur charge for ships operating in the EU area, or an interim fuel participation charge that is added if there is an increase in fuel prices. There will be an origin terminal handling charge for container handling, and ports may charge a congestion surcharge if the ports require ship queuing. There may also be currency adjustment factors if settlement is required in a foreign currency. There are surcharges for use of the Suez Canal or Panama Canal, an Aden Gulf surcharge due to the piracy risk there, or a general emergency risk surcharge. Non-standard shipments will attract a heavy lift charge or an out-of-gauge surcharge. Road freight charges include truck freight rates that are based on lane demand and equipment and driver availability. In addition to this base rate, there will be a line haul charge or main leg charge, which will include the costs for the route, a base fuel charge, plus any taxes or tolls. Then there may be pickup charges, which are the fuel, labor, and loading costs if the carrier picks up the consignment. If the customer brings the consignment to the shipper, they may still charge handling charges for LTL shipments that require sorting or other handling. Finally, there will be a delivery charge if there needs to be any unloading, sorting, or other handling as part of the delivery. Other charges are called accessorials, such as a surcharge for dangerous goods, hazmat, as addressed elsewhere. Rate tariffs. In transportation terms, a rate is an established price for the transport of goods, based on any number of factors, distance, weight, measure, equipment type, package, commodity, etc. It is the cost to move something from point A to point B. When entering contract negotiations with a carrier, you need to be prepared with the kind of rate-specific information required to make good decisions. Regardless of the selected transportation mode or carrier, in order to set profitable tariffs, carriers must understand the total cost involved to ensure that the average revenue generated is greater than the average transportation cost. Four types of costs must be considered before pricing the movement of individual shipments: fixed costs, the cost of owning any transportation assets. This cost is not affected by the volume shipped. Variable costs, the costs incurred when a shipment occurs. They may include costs for subcontracted or purchased services in addition to the usual variable costs and are affected by the volume shipped. This represents the minimum amount to charge for a shipment. Joint costs. These costs are shared between the shipper and the carrier, for example, a backhaul. Either the original shipper pays the cost of the backhaul or another shipper must be found to cover the cost. Common costs. These are costs for terminals, rights of way, and management expenses, and are proportionally allocated over all shippers using the service. This information tells carriers about constraints placed on price negotiations and dictates the pricing thresholds to operate in. Determining the rate is essential to calculating an appropriate transportation cost. One formula for calculating transportation cost is: rates are listed on pricing sheets known as tariffs. Interactive websites allow transportation managers to have real-time information while they compare carrier rates. Since deregulation, rate bureaus are prohibited from discussing or voting on rates that involve a single carrier. Also, carriers have flexibility with discounts. Carriers, rather than rate bureaus, issue pricing sheets. Although carriers still post public rates, very few shippers actually use them. Instead of creating individual tables by customer, carriers use the standard rate table and apply different discounts to certain classes for each customer. Each shipper negotiates the rate they pay directly with the carrier. Discounts vary by shipper volume and competition.